Zvachim Paraches Mishnaches, more CSI Zvachim, as we deal with blood that got mixed up with other blood. Dam Tamimim, this is the dream sequence of Mishnayas for Count Dracula. Dam Tamimim Bedam Baalei Mumim. If the dam of an unblemished Tamim carbon was mixed up with the dam of a Baal Mum, which means it's unfit for Zrika, in that case, Yishafech La'amo, you have to pour it out into the sewer, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, because anything that has a mum, you know, al takrib, you're not allowed to bring it as a carbon or sprinkle it as part of your carbon policy. Kos bekosos, if a cup of dam, one vessel full of dam, rather than the dam itself, of bale mum carbonos got mixed up with a cup of dam from a tamima. So in this case, the entire vessel is full of blood. You just don't know which blood is in that particular vessel. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Karav Kos Echad Yekavu Kol HaKosos. As he said in the case of limbs that got mixed up, if the guy accidentally sprinkled from one cup of the dam for its particular carbon, then we assume that the accidental sprinkling was from the Baal Mum, and so he might as well at that point do the Hazah from all of the different Kosos, because surely they are the kosher ones. But v'chachamim omrim, the chachamim say, as they did with the limb several Mishnayos ago, afilu karvu kulam chutz me'echad mehen. Even if he sprinkled from all the cups except for one, then in such a case, yishafech la'amo, you have to pour it out into the sewer grate down there below. And this recalls again our discussion before about the mixed up limbs, where the Chachamim say, look, I'm sorry, that's what's left. We have to worry that maybe that one 50-50 might be the Baal Mum. Again, the Gemara explains that it's talking about pairs. When the Chachamim say except one, that means except for one pair of cups. So there's still a 50-50 chance that each one is the other. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, also one pair. And if there's only one cup left, everybody agrees that you can pour it out, because there's no confusion left of it to be confused with another one. Again, that's similar to the cases of limbs being given in pairs, and even heads, as we saw before. Mishnah Tess. Hanitanim lamato shenas arvu minitanim lamalo. Now, you didn't mix up your blood with pusel blood. In this case, you mixed up blood of karbonos, which is supposed to be applied below the chod hasikra, in the lower half, like the kodshe kodshim of an ola, an asham, or a shlamim. That's kodshim kalim, but all of these are supposed to be below the chod hasikra. And it got mixed up with the dam chatos, which has to be applied above the chod hasikra on the four corners of the mizbeach. So Rabbi Eliezer Omer yitain lamala. Rabbi Eliezer says, apply four sprinklings of this mixed up blood on the four corners of the Mizbeach on top, like you would for a Chatos, because the Chatos takes precedence over the other ones. And then, Yitain Lamala, V'roe Ani Esatachtonim Lamala, Ki'ilu Heim Mayim. And I regard that which was applied above as water, and he should apply again below the Chod HaSikra for the Tachtonim, for the lower ones. So in other words, whatever I did up on top, that takes care of the chatos. But it doesn't take care of the other ones that need to be done below, so I treat it as if it wasn't dam at all, and instead I apply below the chod hasikra, and this will also count as the pouring away of any of the chatos residue that has to be poured away over the southern base. So we'll take care of everything, the yachzer v'yitain lamata, and then he does more sprinklings on the lower half. V'chachamim omrim, forget about it. Yishafku la'ama, pour the whole mixture out into the sewer. We don't count the lower applied above as water. It's all dam. What are you going to do? And a chatas has to be above, and an ol and a shlama have to be below, and there's nothing you can do because you can't separate the molecules of dam. So as long as you don't have a centrifuge in the Beis HaMikdash, you're just going to have to pour it all out and start all over. V'im lo nimlach v'nasan kosher. But if the Kohen never got around to asking, and he just started sprinkling by rote and didn't stop to think, and he applied four times above, then we consider it kosher b'diyeved, and he repeats the procedure below for the sake of the mixed up blood that includes the ola or the shlamim that needs to be below the chod hasikra. So in an accidental case, we allow it to happen, but l'chadchila, you shouldn't do it. Pour it all out and start all over with a new carbon.